Hi guys, welcome to Hear Me Out with Power. This is Favour coming
This is already chaotic already in my head.
I'm your host for today. Power is not around, so I'm taking over the podcast. Hope you enjoy yourself.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm back. It's been a while. I dropped an episode of Hear Me Out with Power podcast. But officially, I'm back. I have a lot. Like, I don't know which of these episode this one is going to be, but I just know that this one is part of the series of episodes I'm going to be dropping. Like, it's going to be coming like a bang, ding, back to back, back to back. Well, yeah. You know the vibes now. It's your one and only. I used to say on radio, energy living thing. Well, on podcast, I'm not energy anything. I just say I should just come and talk and enjoy yourself. But anyways, on today's episode, I have two amazing finalists. Yes, I want to say they are finalists basically because they're already done with exams. They're already everybody's looking fresh. Everybody's looking good. Graduates, Abby. Graduate. Have you done project defense?
No comment. Because I've not actually heard anybody not graduating because
of project.
Last, bad as so, bad.
Even if I go,
I've already shared.
No, pass my cram. One or two lines, go talk.
Bad as bad. It cannot be that bad.
Actually.
It can't be as bad as
the project has been. Anyway, so you're ready for them. Okay, so I have, let me introduce them officially. I've hearing their voice already, but I mean, that's not official enough. All right, so I have a nurse. Yeah, she's a nurse. Registered nurse, to be precise.
Too much pride.
Good. So, Favour coming now.
I'm a professional now.
Finally. So, Favour, what's good now? What's good? How you doing now?
I'm fine. I'm good. Feels good to be out of this evil place.
Anyways, we're coming back to the evilness of the place. Just calm down. Well, we'll be there. Anyway, so my next guest is very, very amazing young man. This man, entrepreneur of the year. Yeah, wait, no, who won entrepreneur of the year?
I think Glams by Jola. A big lead.
It was Steve. They stole it.
No.
Emery Classic.
You did try,
Abby. Emery Classic. Anyway, so I have Emery in the building. His surname is Babatunde.
Jeez. That's not my surname. That's my, Jesus. My middle name.
What's your surname?
My surname is Ibitoye Henry.
Yay, Jesus!
Jesus, Abby.
I forgot.
Okay.
I do not know.
You did not know, Abby?
But I know his name is Henry. I don't know.
No.
My name is
Ibitoye. His second name is Babatunde.
Yep.
Exactly.
But my surname is Ibitoye. Yeah, let that stick.
It is going to stick. Physio Ibitoye.
Get used to it.
So he's a physiotherapist. They don't have any registered physiotherapist yet.
Don't worry. We don't like to brag.
I don't understand. Okay,
physiotherapist.
Baby physiotherapist.
There's no baby.
I don't know if you see captions from physiotherapy students, they see things like agba physio.
Okay, agba physio.
So nobody small for physio. Everybody agba.
Agba physio Henry.
But me and Obi, I get superiors. So.
Then Roland and Adeshope.
Then plenty. Me, I just the.
Anyway, so yeah. Then the final year. 500.
We have graduated. Ah,
we know the final year. We write our last paper. Okay, we talk say we did final lap.
Newest graduates. I feel like that makes sense. Newest graduates.
Oh, but they don't fight me for you. Jesus.
If you talk that final year, now people with the 400.
Yes, now we don't finish the exam. Now them the final year.
Yeah. Anyways, even myself gone. I mean,
This is now meeting of the wise men. Meeting of the wise men.
It's not easy.
And if you are hearing this like this, you will graduate.
Amen. Because I don't see.
But before that time, too,
you go so far, Abi.
You have to suffer now. It's just normal. It's something that must happen. You just can't escape it. It does happen.
Alright. So on Amy, I want to say, like, when you entered your school from 100 level, like, how did you? I'm asking you this question because you are saying you will have to go through it. So how did you, like, do you see the school, like, when you wanted to come in? Like, you were like, you know, as a fresher now. So what was your mind? What was in your mind when you first started out?
I'm the kind of person that, okay, I don't really, sometimes I don't say I don't set goals.
Okay,
but like I have expectations of some things, but I'm also able to like overlook some things and just adapt to some situations and just, so I didn't really have any mad expectation, because initially when I was coming, almost everybody applied for medicine, and at the end of the day, although physiotherapy was something I also liked, at least medical stuff you get. So, and when I got admission, I got physiotherapy. Normally, I didn't have much expectation. We go shall do them. It has actually been like that. I didn't have any expectations. I've just been like that. Just, you know, at least whatever you do, try and do it
well.
Best. So that's how it has been for me.
Favor, I know you. Buku, you did Jacko fight. Favor the Jack, Jesus. This girl the Jack like.
Made so ability they call me like this.
As in, as she
waiting day page 57.
See, I know the Jack.
That's page 57. He did then tell me.
She's Sabina. And so Favor, what was your expectation? Can you come in? Because I know, I mean, you coming in. You already had that a little bit of experience and all these other things. So, like, coming into medical school, and like, how did you?
When I came to UniMed, because I was already in UniBend before I came to UniMed, so I was just expecting something less. As far, you know, when you enter the school, and you're like, the school is so small. What are they doing? It feels like private school. So, I wasn't expecting the stress to be this bad.
Oh, okay.
But I knew that. I've always known that nothing is stressful, that there are lots of hurdles and everything. But, let's just say what I was expecting was like the size of a tortoise.
Okay.
And then what I got, elephanto.
Oh, it's so far.
I will not lie, I saw Shaggy to the point that I started using glasses. My eyes see fire.
So like
the same universe.
No, that my faculty show me paper.
So wait. So like your faculty started, because I know that nursing students started suffering from 200 level.
Yeah.
Physiotherapy started suffering from 300 level.
Yeah.
But so 200 level, how many courses did you do?
I think first semester we did 11, second semester 12, something like that.
So that's how many courses now? That's I know math.
23 courses. 22 courses.
Jesus. That's mad. I know nursing always have you guys have the highest.
Everything we did from 100 to 500 is about 100 and something, 108 or 109.
Yeah, I didn't keep tabs on
So you now, what was your toughest? What would you say is your toughest, Henry? Now, what would you say is your toughest, devil, generally?
Actually, everything has just been like I can't see because most of the at the end of the day, everything is still like on the same level. It's still you trying to just at the end of do well at the end of the day. At least just even if not in the, at least me, you know, get issue.
Okay.
That's how it has always been. You get. So I can't the toughest.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe I'll pick 400 level because that was when posting got intense and you know you have to like get used to new different schedule from what you do before. Like you have to like every day our posting is not like what we do. Okay, maybe 1 month posting, then classes. We take both postings, classes, everything together. So it's just like wake up, go to by heat, get to the clinic around 12:01, leave the clinic, go for classes that might span to like 6 sometimes. Then you go back home again, you do the same thing again till Friday. Okay, you just have maybe Saturday and Sunday. So maybe 400 level was kind of tough then at that time. Okay, then something that has never happened to me too happened then. So maybe I can just say
400 level.
Just
something that has never happened to
you. Break your heart.
I think I know something.
So just like that, and but normal everybody day.
You right, sha. At the end of the day.
Normal. So favor, what was your own toughest?
See, here is right too. When he said every level was difficult. But for me, I think, okay, usually 300 level is supposed to be the most difficult level. But we did more courses. We did the most courses rather in 300 level. We did about 25 first and second semester.
Okay.
But for me, I think I would pick 200 level course. In 200 level, I don't know what was going on. I just entered 200 level, see anatomy, physiology. And me, you know, they do physics, chemistry,
and then
now start to cram, you have to write it according to how your lecturer gave it to you. That kind of thing.
Yes.
So first semester was a lot for me. I had to do a lot of cramming. I felt sick. I was falling sick every month, literally. My weight dropped from 50 to like 45 kg. Because I was just having malaria every month.
Girls, they care about this.
Our lecturer just kept telling us, if we perform in this 200 level, we're going to accrue.
That was why I actually said everything was tough. Because for you to actually pick, if it's 100 level, okay, you came. Even you were exposed to courses or maybe subjects that you were familiar to. But by the time it goes on, you miss one class like this, you come back, you see one permutation. So that one is another hurdle that you have to like deal with. 200 level, a whole different thing like anatomy, physiology, all those things, all those Lushka or Vlami, all those things the fear of the exam says that, okay, what if I just enter this exam and they are just tell me to write on something that I've not even seen before? Because anatomy, can you see? But I think anatomy, all these courses, they are getting easier now. You see long essay, you see short essay, you see
now that maybe the long essay,
you just see some things that you've not maybe write on Frame or Lushka that you've never seen.
Right now, I think
people then they will just come, all those seniors, they will just come to your class random just because they want to. If you don't read, you have to read.
They just kept telling us that it's going to, like, we're going to get used to it. That 200 level is like the easiest. We should just take our time. It's not difficult. That's what they told us. They didn't put any pressure on us.
Not like pressure per se, but like, you know, definitely they'll just be giving you that advice that all those courses you have to redo.
Yeah, and sometimes make sure you don't have any carryover.
All these things. No, besides, I know they read, but I go read them like this. Anatomy can be so funny. You might read one particular stuff like this. For class, if they explain that thing again,
you will know that.
She better read all these things. You just be familiar with some names, but you go, don't forget them again. So,
I don't understand.
And the lecturers were not helping. Because, I mean, in that 200 level, that's when they started telling us that if you fail any course, you're not going to write cancel. From 200 level, and they told us that we're going to move to Akure in 300 level. So they were like, if you fail any course in 200 level, it means you're not going to go to Akure. That means you have an extra year.
But was that the situation?
No, that was not what happened.
No, it's just, you know, they have to like catalyze.
Or maybe that's what they, I don't know. But
no, I think
it works now. If they don't tell you guys that, you might just
people will be having carryovers.
Actually, that's my actually my belief. Either they instill fear or not, anything that
will so happen will happen.
And this school, me, I just feel like everybody they try for this school because
if you graduated from any graduate from UNIMED,
people they jack,
try. You take graduates, my guy, you good. You're good. You're doing good. Because I'm icy shaggy. I'm not gonna lie.
Alright, so like this brings me to the next question about this jacking thing. Do you have like Henry, did you like come up with this system? Like I want to come up with this system, I go to night class.
I've never had any system.
So how do you actually read? And like, because initially, when you know small,
you know small. Boss, the thing is, you know, 100 level deals. I can see I was kind of blessed with people that were like kind of used to this system of this school because. They were like people that were supposed to be in 200 level, they came back again a better course and all. So those people kind of like helped me because they already knew what was going on. And sometimes I just have to like tag along or do personal work. You have to work on yourself normally, but at least there were some things that were made easy then due to other stuff. So with time, let me say then, because of them, the pressure, because seeing these guys, me where I just enter on the level. So as all these guys they discuss with it, they don't do. Sometimes they will be talking about some things that we've not done. Like maybe two topics. So as all these people they talk about, there was a particular this thing that we did then in mathematics. When they were talking about that, I was like, yes, as I just did. That thing, they ginger me too, waiting, how do these boys go? They talk about this thing.
You know, savvy.
That time, they now organized tutorials. So people used to come to our side to take tutorials. So all those things, ginger. So that time, I was not really a ninth class person.
So
but,
like,
but most times, I just. No, beside the read every time too. Like if I don't see Omo, I don't debug you. You just sit down, maybe one night that I'm able to like stay overnight, in my room, or maybe two nights just to read some things. Cause normally during the exam again you go. So but I think 200 level, it was a kind bit intense because all those anatomy. That was the time I went to like I knew that I was very frequent at ninth classes. If anybody was say, I jam out for night, it would be 200 level time. And I really went to ninth class because
you had to
try and but it was not like it was every time. When it was they read. Nobody like they read now. Although some people might
some people will
my
love
own personality shall not besides to like they read, but you have to do
if you say these things to some people, they'll say they lie.
Chew, that's the thing. Maybe I'll use this platform to address it. Most people God.
they talk like say
una sabi me pass myself. I go they clear una like this, no be say I know video. I read, but no be as intense as una they think, because I see some of my mates jacking. I know that if I'm jacking like that,
straight up.
No, if people know be 5 points, how much you did? The normal brain say how much it is. But like if I'm that serious, not to say I know the read normally, but that extra yes, that extra stuff that people are thinking. There's no extra, it's just normal.
It's just normal.
But okay, as I was saying, 300 level was normal. I know they go ninth class again. Although it was intense, pharmacology that year. Lockdown, everything. That 300 level was long.
It was very long.
I don't think we even... It was stressful.
And by the time we now started, when COVID went down, that time was...
Back to back to exams.
That 302 was kind of tough. I'm sure it would be kind of tough also. People writing to exams
back to back,
like that.
Bruh.
And at that time, as we finished, because we finished around ending, then we resumed 400 level. That was
January.
We started posting
straight
that
up
thing, like that. That is how it has been to 500 level. So, all those times, you know, reading will even become overwhelming because you have clinic time, you have class time, you have to keep up on clinic stuff, you have to keep up on school stuff. So at that point, people get overwhelmed. They're like, oh, I will go combine region.
So basically, you are saying that you do not have any system that you used.
Like I don't have any system.
You're not reading like, you know, some people read. Some people say, yeah, I used to read 2 hours every day. You know, there are some people that used to say that. I used to read 2 hours every 3 days.
Actually.
So, favor you did. Let's go to favor.
For me, I think I had a system, but every level, the system changes.
Yes.
Because, I mean, every level it gets harder. You have to change and look for better ways.
Mm-hmm.
But 100 level, first semester, I didn't really read like that because it was secondary school stuff and all of that. So I was like, underrating it, my eyes still see something. Second semester, I read better. Okay, 200 level, because first semester, I didn't know what I was doing. Everything was strange. I was not familiar with the courses and everything. So I didn't know what I was doing. But from 200 level second semester, I had a system, and that was reading at least 2 hours every day. Every day. And when I read, I make sure I read well to understand. I don't do night class. I read on my bed.
Okay.
And I won't sleep.
Okay.
So 300 level, I did that even during the lockdown. After the first 2-3 months, before the lockdown, we had a lot of slides, like a lot. Okay, first semester, you know, we resume first semester in November,
yes,
then we'll go back home December. We already had like over 30 something slides, like a lot of slides already. So when I got home, I was like, this thing don't play. So I started reading. I made sure I finished that break. I made sure I finished that 30 something slides, all of them sharp.
So you tell me say lockdown, you took lockdown serious.
I read
lockdown.
I took lockdown serious because in my head I knew that when I know this actually school, I that like uni made them sure. When we resume, they're going to fire us. It's not like they're going to give us a break and say
they did.
Yes.
For most people, the 300 level or whatever level they were then was a lot for them. The exams were, but for me, it wasn't. It was just okay because I read during the lockdown. But I'm not going to lie, that system no work for 400 level.
Because
that was the time we started doing our, what's it called? We did our research. And so many things were going on because we were preparing for our council. There were a lot of things going on, and we relocated to Akure. So it was like a change in our life. And people don't talk about this thing. People don't talk about how nursing students adapt from moving from Ondo to Akure. How we adapt in 3 months and start living our life. For me, it was not easy. I didn't start reading on time because, you know, now the environment I was already used to reading don't change already. So I had to, look for another place in my room that would be comfortable for me. That one was there. Then, like that, 400 level. Second semester was basically clinical posting, all through.
Okay.
So there was not so much reading except for the professional exam.
Yes.
500 level. Anybody where they final year knows, you know, the serious final year. Just they go school, you know, we not go fail. You just look for ways not to fail. So I think my system was reading 2 hours every day, and that was for 200, 300, and little part of 400 level. 500 level, I didn't do so much. I did so much. I read.
Oh, they're listening. I believe everybody that is, understands that. Okay, system. There's no particular. Like, me personally, yeah, now, I don't believe so much in system. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
You can't maintain this for changes. Cool, this is cool. You have to look for better ways and easier ways to.
Like my own got to the extent that okay, before me not being able to like read on the phone, like sometimes mm-hmm. I have to like be serious, carry key, one, two, three. Mm-hmm. To the extent that okay, so far my phone is with me. I can read anywhere.
I can't read on my phone.
I can read on my phone.
Yeah.
Like I had to be able to read on my phone because my this 500 especially all my exams, everything.
Read,
as long as I had my phone, I just read everything on my phone.
It's not about Favour not being able to see. Even if Favour is even able to see, Favour and Instagram. Ha.
Why are you dry? I read my book. I don't do.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. I didn't see that coming.
Well, yeah, definitely you should see Instagram and do at the end of the podcast. So, but anyways, moving on. So, basically, there was no system per se, except for Favour that had a 2-hour system. All right, so will you say, Favour, you say you're not a night class person?
No. I only went for night class 100 level first semester. After that, I never went for night class.
Why Henry is a night class person?
I'm not. It just happened I did it when I had to do it. And based on people you're around, true. Sometimes. Most of those guys don't want to go to night class.
Shout out to everybody that's going for night class.
Oh, yeah, like shout out. Oh, geez.
That thing is not comfortable.
Oh, your bum bum will be hurting. Your head.
I had to stop, actually. No. After 200 level, that was like the end of my journey.
Night class. So, like I said, find easier ways to do it.
Exactly. Anyway, me too. I think after my 200 level, that was the last time I went to night class. I'm serious. I've not been to night class in like 2019. Because I realized it doesn't work for
There's no difference between, I don't know. Some people just think it's better reading in night class, but I don't really think so. Because they feel like, okay, due to the fact that they are seeing people around, it's going to ginger them to read. But, guy, if you have something important to read, and you are in your house, you will still read and grab it. You even grab more because you'll be able to think on your own.
Yes, you know, no noise. Exactly.
Night class has always been a distraction.
Honestly, like that's how it has
sometimes
been.
Sometimes, if I you sleep, even you reading, then having to sleep, okay, even if it is there, you're still investing. You are still investing in your mental health at that time. You that hours of sleep that you have, okay, there is a level of retention.
Yeah.
Still you get
night class, you go for night class.
Night class, the time you're even supposed to rest, that is when you ask your guys go on talk and I go gist your money.
It's not
you're not even able to rest. From there you go home. From there you now sleep for one hour. By the time you wake up, your body is spinning, everybody ache, you're in class, you are dozing.
It doesn't make sense.
Once you're just home. Once you are done, once you know you can't read again, you just sleep on your bed comfortably. It's not that you don't sleep. They still sleep in this ninth class.
But
they prefer sleeping on the chair with body, waking up with some back people, pain and body
that's
aches.
The way they can read. Well, and they feel like when they are in their house, they want to leave comfort because they feel that their house is a comfort zone.
Yeah.
Why are you like that now?
To me, that's my own impression.
No, don't be like that.
No, I know people are different, but if I'm sure once situation arises, everybody know how. That is when you realize that you can actually mold yourself to do something. If you are in a state where okay you have exams and rain is falling heavily and you have exams the next day and you're unable to go tonight, what do you read?
You read
you still, and it's not like we forget.
Yes,
no. Or you going to nightclub make you
feel
retain those things. Yeah,
pass. Exactly.
That's just what I'm saying.
Anyways, that's enough of the book side of the podcast. I mean, let's get down to.
I'm talking for myself. Oh. I need to like book.
Which one is that for yourself? We say we just
now. Everybody no, I just the reason. Say, don't push me.
Favor like book. I mean. Actually,
you don't shake me like
amongst like everybody that's Favor's friends. Favor is the one that jacks the most. No cap. Like she goes, she can't deny it. You cannot. Oh yeah, now talk now. Don't lie. You can't lie.
She can't deny it.
Anyway, what was that house situation? Last problem in this school.
Can I go first?
House problem.
Like in this school.
I have so fired. Hey God.
Evil.
Wondering if I stayed in greenhouse.
Okay.
That's the fresh place.
Eh? Fresh meeting. My laptop got spoiled in that greenhouse because the sink was leaking. At one time, there was no water for a while. So the plumbing issues there is bad. When we came back, my laptop and my roommate's laptop got bad. It was soaked in water.
Jesus.
That was my first year in this school. Next time, we'll talk about the rats that disturbed me in the house.
No, I think that rats is a general on the rats that
those gigantic rats. Then the next one we moved to Champions Domain. My roommate and I moved to Champions Domain.
Okay.
I don't like noise.
But Champions Domain was very noisy.
Hey.
That was like,
you know, when I left greenhouse to Champions Domain, people were like, you left from fry pan
to fire. No, they were like a community in Champions Domain.
The community was strong.
Very strong community.
And I feel like, I don't know, I don't know who's going to listen to this, but I feel like my housemates then, they just felt I was proud because I was not really relating with them.
Mm-hmm.
But not my fault. I'm a shy person.
She's lying, no.
No, now you don't mind.
Oh yeah, I did with you.
Okay. Then my house too was leaking in that Champions Domain.
Why do you have leaking issues?
I'm finding this on those things. My house too was leaking.
Mm-hmm.
Then what else happened, Seth? The landlord did not fix the ceiling, the PVC, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And me, I refused to pay him his rent. I told him I was not going to pay. Mm-hmm. He was not fixed it, and I will not leave his house. And then guy, they say, Bini, you know, if you do rubbish with me.
Oh, yeah, no.
And then we went for the break, that whole lockdown break. Yeah. I started calling me. I don't feel the call. I blocked his number. I went back to the house, and I waited till we're about to leave for a credit before I paid him his money. I just wanted to suffer him because he didn't fix the house. And then I said Akure, yeah, I come, capital city of the state. Oh my god, freshness.
She's living like an OG in Akure. No mind down.
My ceiling is leaking. My village could have followed me at ceiling this point because my ceiling too is leaking.
Yeah, yeah.
And I told the landlady she did not fix it too. So I'm suffering right now. When it rains, leaking my room issues. Is like an island. My bed is surrounded by water.
I think I understand why she has.
So house issues.
Why does she have leaking?
We check the IG page.
Hey, what about? Punchline. She's always dripping.
That's why.
So that she is leaking.
Yeah. Our room just has to leak, you know. The drip must be maintained, even in the house. The house has to drip too now. You know, maybe if you reduce the drip, maybe you can.
Oh my god.
Maybe you stop having leaking issues. You can try it too.
Well, Avery, you have not had any house issue.
House issues.
Do you ever rub your stuff? Like, do you have burglars and stuff?
Okay, maybe I don't really have issues like that. In school, I don't think I really have issues like that. But I'm always moving
from one house to another
until I said to Charles. I was always moving.
So moving was difficult. Now you enjoy moving from one house.
Not like
Scott everywhere.
Okay, when you're just in school, you know, when you just na guy, you guys day. That time I was kind of versatile, like 100 level. I knew I was active because I had business. I was selling ties then. So,
oh man,
No, Emery Classics.
I don't know. I'm just hearing it for the first time.
Are you serious? You know, deep physiotherapy now, why?
The thing is, okay, that time I think maybe it was because I actually had a business. Okay, mm-hmm. I was selling ties. It was even for my guy then. He brings it from Milag. So as per my marketing expertise and that time, you know, trying to like
connect. You know, come inside, go market.
I did try, you know, you can't just walk up to random people. I'm a shy person, but still I want to do it because, you know,
you need money.
Apart from the money, but you want to like try and test your, you know, communication
skill. So how many girls number did you use that
I don't do that. Was just strictly business.
Just strictly business. So you know, you lie. You never call any girl number through your tie or your business.
I don't mix even people that I knew, they were like casual friends. I like the follow people talk if you sabu. If I'm comfortable with you, you get
just
the
vibe. Yeah.
Normally.
Oh, and shit.
Anybody that does not know me too might have this impression of because if I know to sabi, I might know. But if I kind of know you through somebody, I'm like, normally everybody
could. Everybody could have it. So me personally now, in this Ondo, I would say the only stuff I had suffered was transformer light issues. My transformer, okay, so when I moved into my house, there was no, they said that they would not have light. They did not connect us to light.
That was part of house issues.
Yes, now.
I was always moving. I moved to Onabayo one time. That time, students were not really
around. There was no light.
Oh my god. I can see that was like the most boring.
How many months did you stay there?
I stayed there for almost a year.
Without light.
Some people are still staying on Abayo without light. Yes.
We had generators.
Some people, that's how they live. I'm serious, till now.
People are still living like that.
Wow.
Till now, yeah, in this school, and they are paying
a lot of money.
More than 90,000. They just
did on Abayo's lights how many years ago?
Even years, this on Abayo.
Time I was staying there when there was no light, everything was just somehow. It was hard, but you know, normally
it was rough. So me too, I had that light issue. So my landlady said we had transformer in our house. So she called NEPA, they fixed it. Then it didn't work for like 2 months. Electricity man steal our wire. Then they connected us back to the normal street light again. Then after like 6 months or like 7 months, normal street transformer blew. So I was in so I was in that place for like a while. I had to move out because I couldn't be fetching water and be soft. Like the shit was not that I couldn't fetch water, but the problem was that I had to go across the road to fetch water. Like imagine me carrying bucket of water across the road, like I'm not going. And the woman that was there was so rude. Jesus, that woman was wicked, though.
If I share my I've had some experience.
Share it now.
It was house issues, but it was not here.
Yeah,
it was doing my externship. Well, that one we can't discuss it now. Maybe if you ask me a question about it, though. But that one, a long story. Me and my guys, we do. Kudos to you guys.
Anyway, so I was going to go to clinicals. Yeah, I was going to actually go to clinicals because of clinical students.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your? I don't want to. I know obviously everybody knows like the experience of clinicals is not easy. You understand? But like, what's your worst clinical experience?
Me.
Yeah, Fever.
That has to be community posting because you went to Idonri.
My town.
My town. This is not a diss. This is not shading, but that place is shit.
My town is shit. Jesus.
Okay, Dori. See, you know this school, this unimed is for new. We went there to this, first was a community posting. We're going to a primary health center.
Mm-hmm.
It's a basic something sharp.
Mm-hmm.
Basic health clinic, something like that. So they said they don't have accommodation for us.
Okay.
That we should get a place to stay, and we're like 13,
mm-hmm.
13 or 14, but we're more than 10, but not up to 15. Is that 13 mm-hmm. or 14? So we went to look for a place to stay,
mm-hmm.
and this has to be close to the health center.
Mm-hmm.
So now we thought, okay, ma, the matron shall. Met with one of all these residents that take us around, let's look for a place to stay so that we can get accommodation. And we told her that we don't have money, we are students, after paying so much, all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, I went to, they took us to one house that goats were living inside the house.
As in,
I can relate.
I'm sure also. I don't think that house has water because there was goats there.
Mm-hmm.
There were goats like
plenty everywhere.
I just told you, I was like, the house is not bad. See kitchen. And like maybe like seven people be sharing the seven occupants. Then maybe now maybe we are taking like two rooms. Then mm-hmm. seven. Then maybe like 20 people be sharing one. But I feel die. I just said, man, I'm not taking it. I didn't even allow the person that went with me. I just said, man, I'm not taking it. So I was like, oh, it's not that bad, man. I'm just staying for 2 weeks. I said no. So later I ended up in one apartment, sure, like something like a two room something. I don't know what to call that, but it wasn't. It not be flat. Not be cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Be like it just day, sure. And we it was just two rooms and we were 14, 7-7.
Mm-hmm.
There was no kitchen, but we sure found a way to cook. Let's say 10 of us had gas, so we were using our gas, the same place, and the bathroom just one. The bathroom had was the bathroom and toilet together, and 13 of us, or sure, all of us were using that one. We're staying together in that room. Ah, Jesus, that has to be my worst thing.
I wanna take sleep.
I don't know. I
typical
don't know
if, example people, of Lagos Lekki girls.
People say that's their best posting, but for me it was a lot because that first, that first day, I was just thinking, yeah, I'm the kind of person. I mean, when I wake up in the morning, I'll be spending like 5 hours in the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
But you like cannot do it in this kind of place. First of all, that was an issue.
Yeah.
Then people. Everybody just be doing things anyhow. You can't even say keep quiet. You know, I don't like me.
Just
deep talking.
I lie you.
And I don't like when the room is too bright.
You know, deal with people.
You get. I don't like when the room is too bright, so they will open it. Ah, the place was messed up. There was one day I even came back from posting. I was like, how is this messy like this? I just raised my voice and one of us was like, oh, calm down. I'm the person staying here. I knew you are like, just calm down. Okay, you know what? I started sweeping, all of that.
Yeah.
So I just had to be like, okay, people are different. I mean, there's no way something like this will not happen.
Yeah, sure.
But in the long run, it wasn't that bad. But you see, community posting was the worst posting because there was nothing happening there. During the hospital didn't have a lot of things. There was no light. I think the delivery we even had. There was one delivery, I think there was no light, something like that. There was nothing, Sha. The place was dry. The place was really, really dry.
Like really
but I'm not going to lie, I enjoyed the market aspect of it because things were cheaper there. So we get plantain, yam. When we're coming back to Accra, we even got some food stuff for ourselves. All of that. So that's like
that's just the best that
for
you
for me the things
so
were cheap.
Your best posting was what this one?
My best posting was the 200 level posting I had in Ondo.
Okay.
Because I feel like that was the my energy was still high.
You
know, after 200 level, you are going for your first clinical. Your expectations are high. Everything gingered. You are ready. Oh, this is the beginning. I want to be yours. So you go there with so much energy and everything. You are ready to give. You are ready to learn.
Mm-hmm.
And it was beautiful because I mean, this UniMed-TH was still UniMed-TH.
So like, it was sweet.
It was sweet. The nurses were
nice. They were paying them at that time.
Exactly.
To some extent.
I don't think they were nice, but I'm not saying they were nice. I'm not saying they were nurses. They were just being nurses that training us. So exactly. Some were nice, some were a bit hard or strict. But I feel like it's part of the journey and everything. So yeah, that was my best. I learned a whole lot from.
Alright, so I want to ask, like, which clinical experience will you see you saw it and you wanted to faint? Like you saw that thing and you were like,
I think
Jesus,
my clinical was when I did my renal posting, posting 200 level. Myself and I don't want to call any name now, myself and my partner, we had this patient and she was our patient on Friday. We took care of her. She had, I can't remember what she had, but it was renal complications, those things, one of those things. I think she was in a DM patient, she was hypertensive, something like that, Sha. She had CKD, something like that, Sha. So on Monday, we came on Monday, and during the handover and everything, we're taking over from the night nurse, and she was not responding. So the night nurse said, okay, she's calm actually, but she was not responding the way we left her on Monday, mm-hmm. on Friday rather. So the night nurse left, and while we're doing our taking vital signs, the next thing she called the nurse, man, she's not responding. No, she's, I mean, while this woman prayed for us on Friday, she prayed for myself and my partner, I was praying for all that. She liked the way we took care of her, that God's going to bless us, we'll not fall sick, we'll never be in this kind of position and everything. Next thing, we got there, the nurse got there, she wasn't breathing, there was no pulse, nothing, we did CPR on her and everything. So we lost her. See, guy, after that thing, I left what I was doing. Went to and cry, went to the nurse's room to go and cry.
Yeah.
I you know when it's in life is difficult.
Mm-hmm.
I understood that life is difficult. Because she was even though she was sick, but she was agile, she was eating, taking her medication. Uh-huh. She spoke only Yoruba, but she was a happy person too.
Mm.
And then we came on Monday, everything changed, and we are speaking about her in past things.
Yeah, so rest in perfect peace, man.
Amen.
So let's come back to the man, the one and only Agbafisio.
Okay.
Okay. So how was your own? Was your worst clinical posting?
Ah,
extension.
My worst experience ever. Actually, Stockholm was our was it 400 level extension? That one. I didn't even plan that well. I sabi that one. I didn't even plan that well. Because I just randomly, I was thinking of where it would be comfortable and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And in my mind, because I knew someone at all, and
mm-hmm.
okay, maybe this place will even be comfortable. Actually, the place I was comfortable, but when I got to Owo, although I also had my friends too that did extension there, so we were kind of together. They had places they could stay, but on the long run, the first day, when I took bike from where I was, when I took the bike to drop me at FMC, at a point I wanted to call that, please.
This FMC.
She no be saying they don't. She no be saying I don't dare road to Akuna. I'm like, she no be saying I don't really dare road to Akuna. Because I don't understand. I did bike since almost 30 minutes. I never reached where I did go. But waiting to happen. Actually, the person was staying at the very entrance of Owo. So okay. That was it. I didn't know anywhere. No, I was just like, I just go, not just where I did, I savvy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I left back then, met up with my friends, them, Roland, them, Alivi, my guys, them. So, everybody get one or two complaints about where then they say, almost say this thing. Now at that time, we should plan, say, okay, well, maybe reason as we go rent house for this place, maybe we'll even see. Because nobody planned them.
Mm-hmm.
They carry full stuff. So it was just 1 month. So we're just like, okay, we'll go rough arm. See, no matter what, we'll go rough arm.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, sharp. The day we will find our score. That was one hell of a day too. This man, holy God. I'm sure if my guys are hearing this, they go just they laugh.
Because
the agent we saw.
Yes, especially posting that you're not doing.
The agent we saw. I don't know, like, we were better agents than the guy safe. Like, we saw more places than the guy that was taking us. We'll take us to some places, like, this place, even if they told me I stay there for free.
You know, we stay.
I know we stay. Houses will be say, okay, then they inside one place. The houses around, like, very, very dry houses that is. You can't even sense any movement. You get those kind of houses, all these like history building,
mm-hmm.
old story building, the doors, wooden doors, you know, all those kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Houses that is obvious that, okay, this house, no worry, it's haunted. Places like Owo again. So imagine getting house was like hectic. So it was very tough. At the end of the day, it was not even the agent we found because it was somebody in the hospital that gave us that contact, but the man is more of God forgive me, I don't even know. He was just confused. But at the end of the day, we should have got a place. I think a room and a parlor. So we're managing it. We had to like rent bed.
Mm-hmm.
We could not even get a proper bed. They gave us a bed like before bed. And a half, but just foam. It's just ordinary foam, and the foam safe. Trust me, if you don't put something on that, this thing, you have like 10,000 bugs on your body.
Yeah. Jesus!
Point. You get... I'm just trying to like make you... understand. I'm trying to create a picture. So, and the other bed, we're like six. So, we're like three. We're at like... anyhow, she been out to sleep.
Yeah. There
was no water where we were safe. Like, we had to like go down the road.
If I see this there guy was house, was past your own.
See, there was one house that we were the person that we rented this house, the guy in a Igbo man. Then the people around, they were like, you people safe, get problem. You, anytime we won't go fetch water, you go don't the hear one woman, one particular woman, okay, they tell us, say, may we don't fetch water for that place.
Then so, we tell them, say,
even the landlord of the
say,
house, that
say, Ibo, say, Ibo get house for that place, say, you know, if you do homework, different things, this that we have to just go and beg the woman that, man, we have to go for, we have to,
I'm going to the clinic. Or the landlady,
I don't even know who Ibo. She is, but we're always seeing her there, she's always on our neck. That's but at the end of the day, we made friends with her because there's nowhere to go. We're not going to go posting, make we
smell.
FMC, maybe say, Achievers people, all of them, they do posting for there. Everybody's always curious. So, at this set of people, we squeeze this and do it. Ah, maybe they look like scrap for there. Normally, you go. But the woman became our friend. Most of the things we bought, bucket, everything, she was all that collected it. So it was just like that, but what was living in Norway was it was tiring and very at a point you have to be scared because just imagine you're in a place that you didn't, it's not like you have somebody that is catering for you here. Even if they want to send you, you know these parents, what they send, they will feel like you're supposed to go.
But oh yeah, yeah.
You know what is going on now. Apart from food, don't you take transport? Don't you and you're in a place that you are not comfortable. Definitely, you will need things. You might just need maybe cup. It's not like you have anything. You have no property. Everything we go, we have to like buy it. Even if it's lamp that you need, you have to get it because you don't have anything. Absolutely nothing. Shit, you get. Getting food was kind of hard because the humiliation we even saw
on top food one, again.
On top food, say one, but these people like where they sell food, they know they smile. If you tell them say you want buy something, you know talk with you want nice. Next, they go down. If you don't want buy food, say may you shift. These people.
You know you say that I won't marry. I suppose see like two men marry for that place. They were very nice to us.
That's how we
But we explored. Me and my guys, if they hear this, 210, that was a formula too that we use. You know, it's a food formula, something affordable. That if they were to spend much that night, say, guys, she won't go get 210. I beg. 210.
Break it down.
Do you want to?
I think I want to. Yeah, I'm interested.
Okay. 210. This is funny, but that's how it is. 210 was 100 naira bread, 100 naira akara, and one pure water. Pure water was 10 naira.
Well, so that's nice.
When you're trying to like just, you know, minimize, because you spend every day, there's no how you can escape. You eat. You take bike to FMC. Within there, you may be doing, but you want to eat again and all those things. At least you are working, so you have to like, so 210.
All right. So tell me, why have you not told your friend about Yummy Hour Power? That's how I went on this short break. Anyways, tell your friend about Yummy Hour Power. Please. And always turn on your notifications so that you can see the latest update from this podcast. I love you so much. All right, bye. All right, so next question. Who did pharmacology? So how was the experience of I want to rewrite pharmacology exam because it was chaotic. Pharmacology that year was bloody. Suspension was just flying here and there, everywhere. So how did you feel for you? Like let me start from Henry because I know the physiotherapy felt it more than nursing.
True.
Yeah. So how was it?
No,
it was intense. So that day was like, so just somehow, because I knew everybody was sad. Everybody was sad. Me, I actually don't want to believe that we are writing this thing. When I saw the message, I was like, I had to like call somebody. Ah, see, the guys, they joke. Oh. Maybe they're still the reason now. We hear these people, they make assumptions. But when we're like, oh, man, we write down. It was not funny, but what can we do?
You shall write it.
We wrote it.
Thank God. At least your name, you were not suspended or anything. So that's the most important thing. That's the most important thing. Favor, you call.
And the fact that
what he said, everything he said,
was it scary? Because you know,
reading pharmacology all over again,
stressful. The fear itself of seeing those questions again.
Like the first time was narrow escape.
That's what I'm. That thought, when results came out the first time, people saw the result. Thank God. Sometimes you use leg over. You just use leg over, pass arm. Thank God. They're not telling you that you write it again. You know the fear of what if I now bang this thing again? Mm-hmm. What will happen? You know, yeah, that time it's not like you're repeating. You're editing in 400 level. You're just writing it
but
again.
But I want to ask you, when you were reading it, when you were reading for it,
yeah,
did you put so much effort like the way you put the first time?
But do you now know the funny thing?
You don't really care.
I don't care.
Because your mind, how bad can it be?
But do you know the funny thing? The test result was bad because then I. When I saw what I scored, I just rough arm too. I didn't even know. Later they were like, there was a sequence in the test. So some people scored 30-30.
Yeah.
Some people scored 30-30. Some people did well, at least. Well, a bit. So me, as I even do well for the test, that exam, well, I just, and I can't yet say the test, so that I will be J.
The test was
I
okay.
Just came down.
Really?
The exam to the set was OBG, so okay.
I didn't really take it serious.
The first time I didn't finish the pharmacology because when a day to the exam, like the morning, I'm still on maybe cholinergic agonist. I never ever reached adrenaline. Which year I won't finish. A day to exam, I never finish. But the panicking,
panicking was the major thing.
Yeah.
Before the exam was the problem. Before the exam was the issue, not even the exam itself. The whole fear that comes with pharmacology.
Even the news, everything.
Yeah.
Used to bang it too.
But when I was writing it, I think put so much effort. Days pharmacology, we even chill for hours.
Actually, won't lie.
We read small, say, hey, what about my mouth? Say, Jesus, which kind of
world? The
next day, we went to exam hall. It's objective. Let's go there and freestyle. Just go and sit down there and do what you know.
At least.
And there was no negative marking. They tell people like that. They told us there was that. Do everything. No negative marking. So we had a chance to pick whatever we like. Actually, pray. Plus, Jesus made it safe. Pick anyone involved. Unlike the one that you don't pick anything.
Reading pharmacology is actually stressful because by the time you see the things that you have to like memorize or maybe you have to like get familiar with.
Yeah, evaporate.
It's too much.
Read it, you come out of your brain.
Come on, it's too much. I don't know. People will be boss for pharmacology.
People actually, okay, for me, I feel pharmacology is easy.
One thing I feel
it's
is
sweet.
That if you read pharmacology under a non-tension state,
you really enjoy it, but every
time it comes sweet.
More tension.
It always comes with tension.
Imagine somebody coming to your class and say, ask your seniors, majority of them
failed
this course.
Yeah.
You are going to come back and see, we don't care. You will come back and write it. You nursing students.
Anything that wants to happen.
Anybody that knows in this school.
It's just write.
They're always dragging nursing students. You know, you are very dull. You people don't know anything. You don't know anything. The highest from your senior that last time, the highest, I think, was nobody got it. Everybody got it. All of you don't know anything. And you know, we are just coming like, hey.
All
and you know
they
was in your
hands.
Some of
they
them are
sabi. And they can't get seats.
And you can't, they, you know.
When
Jesus,
they see
oh my
men
Jesus.
Where they spend 24 hours for night class, with they tell you, say, man, see, you pass. You will be saying, you know, they go to night class.
God, I beg.
And maybe they can't give you their notes and say, see the notes when I say read. Use them, read. And you're like,
you read this thing and you write, see.
Me.
you go see some people jotting, you go think, say,
this one are the lecturer.
All those ones will be formula, we they will
you need money, when they go put in, you go shock, say, this one take come your brain. But
anyways, at least in our first time, that's the most important thing. Let's move on. So, what's your this question is for Henry because I know Fever doesn't do this. What's your best party or
Fever doesn't do this. We say what's your best party. I will choose
many
my party.
Party have you gone to this one, Fever?
Every party animal.
How many parties have you gone to this one?
That's so nice. Man, hey, don't embarrass me.
You
I don't
see?
Wait, okay, I don't do parties.
Exactly.
Like I said, I don't like.
That's how I was going to direct the question to Henry. You see, because
so
I
what
know.
Makes you think, what makes you think that okay,
is the party
person?
Exactly.
At least I know you have been to at least four. Yeah. So
okay, actually, the thing is, not that. okay, let me just say I'm not really a party person, but
yeah.
I consider going to some just because. Okay, let me just
go and have some. Because
I've never seen any party now that I've like planned for that. This one, here, I go this party.
Yeah, yeah.
Most parties that I even go, trust me, is a 9 minute stuff.
Is that
like 2 seconds ginger from can we just go this thing? If you know to make sense, you go
we'll come back. There.
She gets so it has always been like
so. What
that,
was your best?
I've not really been to many parties.
That should be this blackout now. This last one,
the major,
I did not go, but
the major parties, I've not been.
Wait, I'm coming. I'll answer the question.
All these parties, I've not really been attending actually.
Your spirit has not been there.
I've not.
You did with babe for back.
No, I've been. I just did. I work on myself, like.
This guy go day party, you know, go dance, you go just day back.
No,
day
party. No. I did day my house, I did work on myself.
All right.
I believe you, who they know, believe
me. No, me, I never they convince anybody to believe me.
I even don't know, convince me.
Anyways, I think me personally, you know, if I leave this, because I've not said anything, but I'll talk on this party one because everybody knows I go to parties. You get
actually the reason why I've not been there, power did not used to drop location.
So. Yeah, you did smoke, innit?
Power know they drop location. You know, people talk, say, my guy, one party deal.
That's cap.
Power go did the party.
See,
power
go
make
no go.
Power go make money.
Nah, lie.
Even if you talk, say, okay, my guy, just okay, can't carry the. camera stand.
Okay, so that means you're trying to say, okay, let me rephrase you. Party or dinner?
Actually, sometimes I like I like being I'm someone that like being active, not like maybe all over the place, but like if I'm somewhere and if it's just all about that flex, I would like to be dormant there, but when it comes to contributing to something,
you want to contribute. Like to,
even if it's not about me being everywhere, but I would still like to like contribute.
I think that's my style, and I can I think that's my style. Anyway, there's something, and like you give me a shout out, like power, I beg, help me now, help me. I would just be like, no wahala. I would just turn up. Anyways, I think moving on, my own best party.
Blackout.
It has to be blackout one, not two.
Huh? Why?
One.
You know, going
of blackout, and you did this school.
Actually, I hear of blackout two.
But actually,
blackout two, people got drunk, but it was not like
party vibe,
no way. They got drunk, but it was not like as if it was lit. Black and Rabs brought the lit, the everything. But when it comes to energy, like crowd energy,
so what do you mean by lit, like?
Like crowds in itself, like when in Blackout One, in Blackout One, it was crazy.
Okay. When it comes to parties too, I've observed some parties in this school. When I was in secondary school, we do social gatherings and all that. I even organized most of it.
Mm-hmm.
So and right from time, I don't like all these. If you are coming to a party, you know the vibe of the party. If you don't want to come to a party, just stay in your house.
Yeah.
If you want to listen to music, if you want to come to a party to listen to music, you can. You have sound system, buy sound system, listen to music, buy alcohol, get high, and do whatever you want to do in your house. It's as good as that. But when you are coming to a party, you know the party vibe.
Yes,
but most people have just seen most parties, you just see people coming. It's just about this thing is not, it's not like anything is attached. That's why they call it the parties. It's an avenue to socialize.
Yeah.
The way they take they don't socialize. It's kind of different. So that is why would I go to a party that you might just want to somebody with this? I don't
dance.
Miss, it's not like I'm bleeding because now. I'm kind of attracted to something, but it's a party like
we're just enjoying now.
Just if you don't have dance, fun, if you don't want a party, nobody's forcing you to come. You just stay at home.
I get you. I get you. That one actually.
In a party that one. You don't.
You all. You all do better. If you are going for any party, do better. Dance, twerk, do all those things. Anyways, so Favour, what's your own best experience in this school? Like your best experience? Because I know you're not a party whatever. So what's your best experience? Like
I don't even know.
What? Which is whether event. Party, no, you obviously don't go parties, but even something that you went to and you were like, you enjoyed it. Like, this is my highlight of UniMed.
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe your
final year week.
Yeah, it has to be like final year week. Ijola Balaba.
Yeah, I was stressed in that final year week.
But you're not the director.
It was a whole lot.
Were you a director or not?
Okay, best experience you really made.
Yeah.
For me, I feel like when somebody says best experience, it means you enjoy it. No stress, it was just sweet. But that final, it was a good experience.
Yeah.
It was not
your best.
So I can't say that. I don't get my life. Because I don't like UniMed from the beginning. MCC is for you. If you ask my friends, when I was 100 level, I used to tell them that. 5 months semesters to go, 7 semesters to go. That's why I count semesters. I know they count years. I count. I just won't come. Just go. But the long run, sha enjoyed it. Okay. Best moment. I'll go with that final year week. Or maybe that time that we went for finest worship.
I don't know, see, man. If you not be church. Yeah. If you not be church.
I'm a church girl now.
If you not be church.
The ones where they do church, go old church, well as.
Old church, go.
In between.
Henry, they talk for himself. Oh, yeah.
What do you mean?
Why will I say you don't go church?
I do gay fellowship. What do I
wear?
Not
church clothes.
You did this, guys?
I don't know. Finest worship. Final year week.
Mm-hmm.
We blow that thing, so yeah.
Don't jazz the post now. Oh yeah, no. Okay, so I would like to
Wait. You know the times that I spent with my friends in the school.
Yes. Mm.
I have very few of them, so very few friends. So
anyways. So, like, I really, 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 really love to appreciate you guys, like, for turning up to Hear Me Out with Power podcast. I mean, it's been... it's been crazy one hour, you guys.
I really hope this episode is not boring.
I do. It's definitely not boring now. Every day on top of him.
Wait, Henry does for them.
She's the one giving the energy.
Who am I be? Are you okay?
I don't know.
She's the
fool. Oh, the one beat me.
Assault.
Oh, I'll see me finish.
Jeez.
He actually knows that you're bringing most of the energy. You know, he's just trying to like. As a man, you know, go still want to enter.
Alright, wait. One more question. Who is your best lecturer, Henry?
I don't get best lecturer because I don't even get close to my lecturer.
You'll be a Afolabi.
I just recent. I know, see my gist and Afolabi just don't cast. But just they are big, they just be my lecturers.
Dr. Afolabi and Mr. Afolabi.
And then at them to be our lecturers, then everybody.
Favour, you go.
Best lecturer. Before, I would say, if you asked me this question 5 days ago, I would say Dr. Akintiku. But now, my best lecturer is Mrs. Adigun. Because during our sign out, she came. Come and sign in our shirt.
So that's actually your best lecturer.
I was screaming, ah, mommy, my God, she was just screaming with me. I was saying, yes, my colleague, my
colleague. Oh, it takes small things to be someone's best lecturer. Well, my best lecturer, of course, I've never failed this course before in my entire life. And I've never done poorly, even if I know even to jab for in course. It has to be Dr. Bello, man. I give a shout out to Dr. Bello. I know he might want to this thing, he might not want to this
thing. Even though.
Dr. Bello.
Even though.
Make my own lecture. Me, Mr. Dr. Afolabi, I'm Zavlan, no, you're this thing. I beg you.
We love all our lecturers.
We love them. Like,
they're doing.
Me not having the best lecturer does not mean I don't like my lecturers.
Oh, well, this guy, the reason, results.
Exam guy.
Shemo, last these results, the results never come out. So
we love our lecturers.
We love them. They are doing a very good job. Exactly. Shout out to my supervisor and my lecturer,
Mrs. Mrs. Elemile. I love you.
I dare your back, man.
Anyways,
she calls me my happy too, so I beg.
I love you,
man. I beg me reflect.
I love you, man. Thank you for all you do.
Anyway, so yeah, that will be the end of the podcast. So we meet in the next episode. I mean, Fibo, what do you want to say? What do you want to say? You have anything?
Are we doing like?
I know you're done now. Calm down. Henry, what do you want to say last before we get out?
Really,
you love your Miami power, baby.
Okay, I have something to say. I think we have talked too much today. So, this one is for people that are in 100 level, basically, nonsense to them. See, 100 level is the beginning of all these things. Whatever shaggy you are seeing is the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, if you like crying, please cry because there are lots of things to cry about, so cry and please, shall have God, hold God. Sure, you have somebody you are praying to, hold God strong. Have somebody that you are praying to, because this journey is not easy. Whether you are in nursing, you are in medicine, physiotherapy, whatever course it is, you made this not easy. So you'll be fine, anyways. You'll be fine. Thank you.
Thank you, Nurse Fever. Physio Agba.
Okay.
Which you wanted them? Which person should they avoid?
It's just buttressing, like just what she has said. It's not always that easy, but you just have to like just focus on, you know, that you have something to achieve. It's just that these days, I don't know, maybe it's just my impression. Everybody, maybe now just during exam time, people they remember say they're in day school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, although I'm not saying you should not have something, you know, at least along the line have something. If you don't have, don't pressure yourself. True. You still be a student.
Mm-hmm.
You are still a student, like you are still under your parents. Yeah. It's not like you are doing much. Although if you are able to like do much on your own part too, go for it. If it's entrepreneur, if it is, people are doing a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, keep grinding.
And
try to like stay focused. This school, although not people go talk say now scam, but now when you finish, you go sabi, say at least say what did there. So just try, like, you know, all those it definitely happen, you know, things will come, but you go rough arm.
All right, now, so to meet again, this is me telling you bye.
By the time we meet, don't worry, it will be long gone.
I feel like UK, Canada, Australia.
If you contact me for class, and
you feel like if you need, if you commit need, my PhD,
if you need them services, you get, you can consult. You know, we have a nurse and we have.
Please, I'm open to fashion gigs, though.
Wait, so before we go,
talk about my business. So let me advertise myself a bit, please.
Let me advertise your business for you.
Wait, before we go, Instagram. Your Instagram,
Fevor. Phayvor Okomina. Okhomina.
Henry.
Henry_Henry_WG. So it's like _HENRIE_WG.
Alright, so your business is what?
So my business, HR_classics. So that's MRX Classics. It's like from Henry too. So we just coin our money one way. So
what do you do? Go.
I sell wares like original quality wears, sneakers, bags, anything that you might think of, anything that you might not even PS4s, like, just think of something and just ask me. It's when I don't do it.
Him, they deal on general merchandise. Him, they sell.
Yeah. Now, mumu, they buy boutique. Oh, come to Emrix. Now, mumu, they buy boutique.
Oh, okay.